The Fairchild Challenge is a national competition. It's sponsored locally by Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens. And the idea is, on a regular basis throughout the school year, a challenge is issued, and students in middle schools and high schools respond to the challenge. And then those whose responses were particularly articulate or beautiful, or that showed up great depth, are honored. And today we have seventh graders Drew Lopusinski, Nolan Collery, and Eric Bloomquist here with us from Carson Middle School. I'll have to ask right away how I did with how'd I do with Drew's name? Was
pretty well. Pretty well. Yeah.
Can you say it for me?
Lopusinski.
So I got the Pusinski part right.
Yes,
but
you did.
Not the first syllable. The first syllable should have been relatively easy. Drew, tell me a bit about yourself. What do you like to do?
Well, I'm in seventh grade and at Carson Middle School, and I play the trombone in the band, and I'm in jazz band, wind ensemble, the seventh grade band, and I love to play baseball. I'm on the middle school baseball team, and I also love to play basketball, and I'm always doing something. I feel like I'm always involved in something.
I should have just asked you if there's stuff you don't like to do.
Yeah. I love to read.
I pointed to Chad. He plays trombone also. And, oh, there he is. He plays trombone. And that's an instrument I've always been curious about. Was it hard to learn?
Well, I think that any instrument is a little bit hard to learn, but I've been playing it since fifth grade, and it's come along well, so I like it.
Is there anybody you'd like to give a shout-out to who may be listening now or maybe later when this is on demand?
Well, Mrs. Boyd, our goal teacher, she's a great teacher. She's always giving us opportunities to do interesting things, and she just is such a great teacher.
Excellent. She sounds like she must be great. And did you say, what's the name of the program she teaches?
Goal. It's the Gifted Opportunities for Advanced Learning.
G-O-A-L.
Yes.
Do you think they came up with the acronym first and then tried to find words that fit it?
Yes,
or,
maybe.
Yeah. I wonder about that with acronyms, but that's great. It's nice to meet you, Drew. And let's meet Nolan Collery, who's here too. Hi, Nolan.
Hi.
Did I do okay with your name?
Yeah.
I should learn after all these years to check that before I say them. Tell me a bit about yourself.
Well, I'm Nolan Collery, as you said earlier. I'm 13, go to Carson Middle School. I have one sister. Her name's Brenna, hoping she's listening right now. I play percussion, especially drum set. I'm in the jazz band. I help out in the wind ensemble. I play in the sixth grade band, too. And then on the sports page, I play water polo for the North Allegheny team.
Wow. You guys all have a lot going on. Now, you mentioned the sixth grade band.
Yeah.
Is that to round out the number of players they have?
It's just because when all the sixth grade bands come in, they're not as great as the older bands, but they have some people with the percussion come help out, because some of the parts they play get pretty hard. So we come down, just help them out when they can so they can be better.
That's great. Have you thought about marching band?
I have, actually.
Do you think you'll do it?
Yeah.
When are you eligible?
That's in ninth grade.
Okay, so you have some time. I played drums. And I did not play snare. I was not good enough to play snare in marching band. You probably will be if
you
like playing a set. And do you know your rudiments, your paradiddles,
yeah,
and all that stuff? Do you think these guys know what a paradiddle is?
Probably
not.
Oh,
wait. I saw Eric's hand go up. That means he studied drums at one time.
He has.
Maybe. Is there? We said hello to your sister. Anybody
yeah.
else?
No, just no. Mrs. Boyd, if she's listening. Hi, and big thanks for helping us through this process.
Great. And let's meet Eric Bloomquist, who is here too. Hey, Eric.
Hello.
So, do you play drums now?
Well, I'm sort of into a lot of instruments. So, in fifth grade, I got a drum set for Christmas. I've been playing the alto saxophone since fourth grade.
Wow.
So, I've been playing in, all of us are in band, so we all play a seventh grade band and our wind ensemble and jazz band. And then I did a little bit of work with our 8th grade band for the, we had a Veterans Day assembly. And my teacher actually asked me to learn a completely new instrument for that concert.
You're kidding.
And I did it anyway.
What instrument?
A tenor sax. So it's similar fingerings, but it's just lower and has different note names.
Wow, you guys all have strong musical interests. In fact, if you could duplicate yourselves, or I guess we could overdub you in a recording session, there are probably like at least 10 instruments among all three of you, if not with trombone, a couple saxes, two sets of drums. I'm missing some things.
Sing.
Yeah,
I
singing.
Like to sing.
Yeah, we could put together a band with you guys. Eric, anybody you'd like to say hello to who might be tuned in?
My parents, my sister Maddie, my goal teacher Mrs. Boyd, as Drew and Nolan both said. If that's pretty much it. Anyone who'd be listening?
Great. Well, let's. I'd like to sort of turn it over to you guys. First, maybe talk a little bit about climate change itself and what it is. Some people could really use a good lay explanation of that, and then how you approach the video. And I'll interject every now and then, but let's just turn it over to you. And Nolan, you want to start?
Sure. So the climate change is mainly about what the video is about is on the greenhouse effect, which is the release of carbon emissions into the atmosphere, which just it's slowly heating the world up, melting the ice caps, all that. So,
And we approached this video. We wanted to make a video that was funny, and it's actually a musical video. And so I wrote all the music and the lyrics, and we taught it to the people in the video, and we sang it. And so we wanted to make a video that would maybe make a small difference and people would learn so that a big difference could be made. So that's why we wanted to make the video.
What do you think people don't understand about climate change?
I think they don't really understand how dangerous it is. Like all the cars that are going around the earth and all the factories every day are just releasing like millions of pounds of carbon dioxide a second. And that's really putting stress on the earth.
And do you think it's a solvable problem?
I don't think, at least not for a long time, we're going to be too able to completely solve it. But just little changes, like instead of driving your car, if you're only going little ways, ride a bike, take a walk. You know, just the small things help.
Yeah, and something a lot of people don't understand is they think like, oh, I'll just use an electric car, like that's fine. But what they don't understand is that when you use a gas car, you're releasing the gas while you're driving, but when you use an electric car, they still have to burn to make fuel for the electricity, so no matter what you're using, you're still putting out those gases into the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're driving your electricity from a coal-fired power plant, you're still emitting. You're just not emitting directly from your car. So how, in writing your musical, did you, like, choose existing songs and write new words to them, or
no,
how did you go about it?
It was an entirely original score, and so I wrote the melodies and the lyrics, and it's called The Steel Wheel, and it's about a biker who makes a difference by trying to convince people not to ride in their cars anymore, to take a bike and take a ride to reduce the emissions. And so I wrote all the music, and it was really fun.
Is it online?
I think so. I don't know the link, but
okay.
It is.
Did Phipps put it online, or
I'm not sure yet.
Okay, because we would play it. I would love to play it sometime. How's the reaction been to it among your classmates? And obviously the Fairchild people liked it.
Oh, they all loved it. Our classmates really, really liked it. And we all liked it too.
That's great. We definitely would play that sometime if we could find it online. We'll even take a look this morning to see if we could play it. I think it would be fun to listen to. You know, one thing that concerns me a bit is I don't know if people are taking global warming or climate change as seriously as they should be. I saw you nodded your head right away.
you know, it feels like there are two sides to the argument. A lot of people are feeling like climate change is like the end all. It's just the worst thing ever. And then there are people who just don't even like bother to figure out what it is. I feel like if we could just get to a happy middle ground, get to a place where people understand how they can fix it, but not need to like, you know, try to alter the course of everyone's lives just to try and slow it down.
I just found a link to your video.
Oh, that's nice.
Is it okay if we play it? Yeah, well, it makes sense if we play the audio without.
Probably.
Okay. Here I am saying that I don't know where it is, and it's right. It's linked from our website.
Oh, really?
So if you're listening and if you want to see the video, go to slbradio.org. We may have just added that link. So let's take a listen to it. Do you need to set it up at all?
No.
Okay. So let's see. It's the Eco Challenge 2017. This has only been here for a couple of days. So here we have Drew Lopezinski and Nolan Collery and Eric with a K, Bloomquist. And let's take a listen. Just give me a moment to figure out why we're not hearing this. We should be hearing it. We'll get it going in just a minute, I promise. But I do want us to play it. I just want to be sure everybody can actually hear it. We're talking about whether people are taking global warming seriously or not. And you were saying it seems to be like two extremes, one or the other.
People feel like global warming is not a problem. They feel like they're invincible. Nothing will be happening if we keep up what we're doing. And then there are other people who are on the extreme end who feel that, global warming has to be stopped. You can't take a car anywhere. The factories should just be shut down forever. But, I mean, it's like we just need to find a middle ground where we can still like drive cars, but we just limit our use of them. That's what I feel is the biggest cause.
Yeah, so when it requires a small action by individual people, that makes it really hard because you feel like, well, I don't have to do this. Other people are going to do it instead of me. And you get that feeling, I think. I think your video is going to be fine. Chad just took a listen. Yes. Apparently, does it start really quietly?
A little.
Yeah.
I think it does. I think that's what's happening. So let's take a listen. And I'm eager to hear it. And I'll read it. Oh, wow. There's credits. Starring Eric Bloomquist as Gassy Gus. Drew is David Hoffman, the Steel Wheel. And then Nolan is the Weatherman. And the biker girls, Analu, Analer Park, Nina,
so,
and Samantha.
So, later this evening, we'll have some rain and flash flooding due to the weather heating up. And that's right, folks. It's only going to be getting warmer. That's due to climate change and the emission of carbon, which causes the greenhouse effect, which makes Earth like, well, a giant greenhouse. Not good in any ways if you...
Greenhouse effect my foot. If it stops me from selling my diesel-sucking, carbon dioxide-releasing cars, I won't have none of it.
Every day it gets worse, these cars, taking over the road, these cars. I learned from the time I was hit, something needed to be done. I can change it car by car, tire by tire, till it spreads like wildfire. So I became... the Steel Wheel!
Have you ever thought to ride a bike? It helps the environment.
Biking is the way to go. It reduces the emissions, did you know? It gets you into shape and it's fun to do. And it helps the environment too. The Steel Wheel is time to save the day.
The effects on this are great. Everything.
The sales of my cars are going down. This is making me angry.
Uh-oh. Now we see a parking lot, which is getting a little emptier.
Who are you and what do you mean? You're ruining my car sales, you biking old bean.
I am the steel wheel, and I work to make the world ideal. Your cars release chemicals and it is terrible. Soon there will be no more us unless you stop and take a pause. The carbon dioxide will make the world hot, and everything else will be for naught.
But you mean if I don't stop selling cars, there will be no more ice cream bars?
Gassy Gus, you're absolutely correct.
Let's make a deal to make this right. Instead of selling cars, you might try to sell bikes.
Gassy Gus, changing his business plan.
The mission of biking will just keep going. Your effect on the world will just keep showing.
Biking is the way to go. It reduces the emissions, did you know? It gets you in the shape and it's fun to do. And it helps the environment too. The steel wheel is coming to save the day. The steel wheel is coming to save the day. The steel wheel is coming to save the day.
That's really well done. And that may be the first time we've ever played a video on the radio. I'm telling you that. And it works that way. So who did you did you all score this together?
I wrote it all, yes. And my brother helped me a little too. So I'd like to thank him for that because he helped me to write the music. He's also very gifted in music, so.
Wow. That was really fun to listen to. Just amazing. To take on. We have a little bit of time. I'm still I'm changing. We've never played a video before. This was really quite a thing that we just did there, but now we're all just taking care of there's what I was looking for. I was looking for a particular song that I wanted to play. So I will put that video up on our Facebook page so other people can see it. And do you guys know Bike Pittsburgh at
yeah,
all?
Yes. Yeah, that's the whole video we made it about. So
okay,
yeah.
Have you sent it to Bike Pittsburgh?
No.
You should. I'll try to put it on their Facebook page on your behalf because I think they would like it a lot. Now, I'm curious if any of you thought much about what you might. You're also well-rounded, but what you might like to do after you graduate from high school? I know you get asked that all the time. I'm getting shaking heads. Every head is shaking right now. Any thoughts or ideas? Eric didn't shake nearly as hard.
Well, I know the field I want to work in. So, I mean, I'm going to go to college. And after that, probably something in the math or science field. I'm not really too linguistic. So, I mean, I'll probably work as, I'd like to be something like geology field.
Ooh, that's, my wife has a degree in geology and hydrogeology and nursing, go figure. But she's got, she collects all of them. What do you like about geology?
Well, we do different science units in our school. And in third grade, we did an earth science unit. So I just found it really fascinating how, you know, different rocks have like different hardnesses and how they all form, and they have different properties, and like some rocks can be used for other things while others don't really have as many uses.
So would Mohs scale resonate with you? Mohs scale of hardness?
Yeah, like diamonds, the
yeah,
10. And
talcum powder to diamonds, if I remember that correctly. Wow, you learned that early. I don't think I learned that until I was in eighth grade. Or possibly college. What have you thought about anything?
I'd maybe like to go into the medical field to become a doctor, maybe. I'm still thinking. I just like to continue what I'm doing until I know.
And that's Drew who's speaking. You know, I was talking to somebody who is close to graduating from college with an engineering degree, and he's not exactly sure what he wants to do when he graduates. There's so many different options. And Nolan, how about you?
I've always been interested in robotics, and I've had a few friends who, like, parents at Uber, CMU, so I guess robotics engineer would be up there.
You know what I read about this morning that I found amazing is Pitt just developed a wheelchair that runs on compressed air instead of a battery.
It did?
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I don't know if it's been in the paper, but I got a little note from Pitt about this. So not only do you not have to generate you might have to generate electricity to compress the air that goes in the air tanks, but it doesn't weigh a whole lot because, you know, the batteries are really heavy in a wheelchair. So it only weighs about 80 pounds, which is low for a motorized wheelchair. And it's also you don't have to worry about water. It's waterproof. In fact, they're going to be using it in an amusement park that has water rides to test it. It's in Texas, not in Pittsburgh, unfortunately. Okay. But they're going to use it to do that. But isn't that a neat a neat application? Nobody ever thought of that before. So thanks, all of you, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Anything any of you meant to say that you didn't get a chance to?
I mean, I think we're all just, like, really close friends because we have a lot in common.
Like, yeah. You guys do seem like good friends. You all seem like individuals, too. We'll post your video up along with a picture of you guys on our Facebook page, and I hope we'll see you again sometime. Thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
From Carson Middle School, there you've got Drew Lepusinski, Nolan Collery, and Eric Bloomquist, and you can see them in their video. It really is, you guys really did a great job with that. I think sometimes... what I like about your video is you considered your audience and the people that actually would be watching it. Sometimes people do videos, I think, that are almost more for themselves than their audience. So I'm not surprised that the Fairchild Challenge honors came to you guys. Thanks for being with us.